Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of the most critical parts of the financial regulation that was passed after the crash of 2008 could become a reality next week. It's called the Volcker Rule. It's named after the former Fed chair, Paul Volcker, and it would keep banks from trading on their own behalf. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew spoke about that and other aspects of financial reform at the Pew Charitable Trust this morning. He was responding in part to critics who say much more needs to be done.
Our aim is clear. We want a global race to the top. While finishing high standard free trade agreements presents real opportunities to drive growth and create jobs, we can't allow these agreements to serve as an opportunity to water down domestic financial regulatory standards. And let me be clear, we will press other jurisdictions to match our robust standards, including in Europe and across Asia.
Here to help us take stock of what's going on is Ben Protest, who covers Wall Street for The New York Times. Ben, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So every time we talk about this, we hear the same thing, which is that even though the Dodd-Frank financial reforms passed a few years ago, many of the rules have not been finalized, which leaves our financial system still vulnerable. How much has been done just overall, and how much is left to be done?
The numbers are a little daunting. So only about a third of Dodd-Frank has been finalized and completed. We're talking about a third of about 400 rules. To be fair, that one-third is largely the most important part. So that includes new reforms for the derivatives trading industry. It includes, as you guys mentioned, the Volcker Rule, which will happen next week. And there's been some mortgage reforms as well. But we are still waiting to see the large chunk of this Dodd-Frank Act to be implemented.
Well, let's talk about the Volcker Rule. First of all, just remind us of exactly what it is.
Sure. So it is a ban on a couple different things, but most importantly, it's a ban on proprietary trading. And that means that under the Volcker Rule, banks can no longer trade for their own gain. You can still trade for customers. Customers and clients still want to have the bank trade for them, but the bank no longer itself can trade for its own gain. And that's really aimed at cutting off big risky bets, some of which came up in the financial crisis, but more recently we've seen it come up in the idea of the JP Morgan trading loss that happened last year in London. It cost them about $6 billion and was a major black mark for the bank. And so I think that the idea is to really cut that off and potentially tie the bank's hands in risky trading.
That trade you're talking about was done by somebody they called the London Whale.
That's right.
And part of the complication in getting this Volcker Rule finalized is that five different agencies have to approve it. Is everybody on board? Will it, in fact, be finalized next week?
As of now, that's the plan. I think, you know, we saw the agencies put out their notices earlier this week and say that it will happen on Tuesday. Typically, once they put out the notice, that means they're ready to go. That said, there have been last-minute changes and little tweaks here or there. The latest indication we heard as of this morning is that everything is good to go for Tuesday, but you never really know until that vote happens.
Let's get to what we just heard Jack Lew say, which is that he wants to press other countries to bring their standards up to the same level that we have. And one of the big things that Wall Street people have been saying all along is if you make our standards too tough in this country, the industry will simply go over to London or go to Hong Kong or other places. Is it possible that other countries will do this race to the top, as Lew said?
I think that the American regulators are a little skeptical, and there's been a lot of clash between the American regulators and the European regulators over just how tough to make the rules. And the European regulators don't like the idea of the Americans coming in and regulating the foreign markets. But let's be honest, the JP Morgan trading loss, as you mentioned, was the London Whale that happened in London.
Right.
So what happens at a bank, even though it's a U.S. bank, and the trading may be done overseas, it comes back, and the risk comes back to American shores. And that's the issue that American regulators are trying to address and trying to convince the Europeans to get on the same page. So far, they've gotten some progress in that front, but there's more to be done.
Ben, we just have a few seconds left, but what about this issue of too big to fail? I know Lew talked about it. What did he say?
He basically says that we don't know for sure the too big to fail is addressed and remedied for good, but he does feel like a lot of progress has been made. And he said earlier in the year that they were going to revisit it, whether or not enough progress had been made in ending too big to fail. And he says, you know, based on the totality of reforms that they've put in place, they believe they've met that test.
Ben Protest covers Wall Street for The New York Times. Ben, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.